So one final question. Every time I see something about a PI3, as long as we're talking about PI3 kinase, every time I see something about PI3 kinase inhibitors, trials, et cetera, it kind of seems like not very exciting. And yet somebody I was interviewing recently said, oh yeah, they work. They're just too toxic. You can't get the dose in. Is that the case?
Well, definitely we've seen efficacy in multiple trials so far, but the magnitude of benefit has not been enough to make it worthwhile in the face of the substantial toxicity. So that is true. They're toxic, and so patients need dose reductions. The alpelisib is the one we're still waiting for. We'll hear about the SOLAR-1 trial at ESMO. You know, it too, in combination with endocrine therapies and phase 1/2 experiences, clearly has strong anti-tumor activity. I mean, the drug does work, Neil. And we have to see. We're going to have to see in the large patient populations whether you can get enough of the drug in. I'll give you an anecdote on that. I'm treating a patient now with alpelisib in the metastatic setting as a single patient IND. She's a morbidly obese woman who's had metastatic breast cancer for 21 years. She has a PIK3CA mutation, and she's had all of our standard therapies 3 times, and she has widely metastatic disease, bone, liver, lung. And I had given her fulvestrant 2x in the past as a single agent. It never worked for her. So she benefited from late-line CDK4/6 inhibitor therapy. I think I had her on abemaciclib late-line, and she benefited. And then she was progressing, and she's got other comorbidities because of the morbid obesity. So I was reluctant to have to go back to chemotherapy. So I decided to try fulvestrant plus alpelisib because she's got a PIK3CA mutation. Now, Neil, honest to God, she's had everything we have 3 times, so she's extremely heavily pretreated. And she has had an unbelievable response to the alpelisib. Very rapid improvement in her disease and her CA2729 level falling precipitously. She did not tolerate the full dose of 300 milligrams. She got severe mucositis, so I had to reduce her down to 200 milligrams, but she's been responding incredibly well. I'm hopeful. I really would like to have that tool for patients with these luminal A breast cancers that have PIK3CA mutations. Even if they're heavily pretreated, I think as they get more and more pretreated, the PI3 kinase pathway becomes increasingly the mechanism of resistance. And so I would love to have an agent. I hope SOLAR-1 has the right balance of safety and efficacy. And so we just have to wait and see. But I think what was said to you, Neil, is right. You know, the toxicity has been prohibitive for most of the agents we've seen so far.